After hauling down Christmas wreath number 9 from the attic, I walked back up to turn off the lights. A clear plastic storage bin caught my eye, which had been buried under the piles of wreaths. Colors of bright mustard yellow, fire red, and grass green speckled through like an abstract stained glass window. I ducked under a couple roof beams to get to the bin, with the strong smell of natural turpentine coming from the 150-year-old heart of pine rafters. I grabbed it and gingerly walked it downstairs to the study and cut the yellowed packing tape, protectively securing the lid, and peered inside. Jauntily sat Lego buildings, a hospital, a service station, police station, houses, all intact, but seemingly floating in a glimmering, colorful sea of loose Lego pieces. Gingerly packed almost 2 decades ago by my mom and making its way over to our house, with other goodies from my youth after her recent move from our childhood home. I took the buildings out and set them up across the credenza. Luckily, in this modern world, I found an app with all of the old Lego building instructions from the 1980s, and I made the repairs where needed. In the mix was one special building, a 2-story house that I had constructed when I was 4. It was not from a set, but something from my own design, from a bin of pieces I had received for my birthday. The 2-story house was well intact, the shutters and windows still in place, the fence missing only a couple sections. I peered in the windows and saw the interior that I had designed many years ago. A table and lamp, a woman sitting at a desk on the 2nd floor. She had been built into the house and had never left for over 2 decades. I had to get a closer look. I carefully removed the peaked roof section by section and discovered a void in the roof like an attic. Inside was a carefully folded piece of paper in a small 1-inch by 1-inch square. I didn't remember building this void in the roof or hiding the paper, but there it was. I gently held it in my hand for a moment and then slowly unfolded it. It was small, cut on 3 sides so it fit inside the void. A great deal of planning went into this. On the paper was a small childlike sketch of my family, with my brother Joel as a baby. Underneath the drawing were the words, "Hi, Shane," with a smiley face. Then it all came back to me, the memories of me building this shortly after my brother was born, and how I had discovered that my build-as-you-go design had provided a little hiding place. I had to put something special in there, so I drew the picture and wrote the message for the future Shane to find someday. It brought me great emotion and the amazing excitement I felt at the time about my brother's birth. I gently refolded the paper and wrote on the inner fold, "Hi back," with a smiley face, and placed it back inside the resealed roof.